coming, but I'll just...
Steps of the party caused a bit of raucous. Hit a little two-step, footwork's flawless. When I'm in my veins, I'm a talker. Talk, I'm a sweet talker. Sat down on my head, feels dizzy. Got a glass of the bubbles on my head, so fizzy. Gotta keep my mind preoccupied when he steps straight in with a girl by his side. I can see she's nothing like me, but...
I'm back. Welcome, everybody. It's the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's been a while. I got to give a big shout out to Sage Weil, Mike Prude, Anya Esther, Luke Mathers, and everybody else who helped program and keep the show going while I was out for a week. I would love to say that this was a vacation, but those of you that watched my little peanut head floating around in the video feed that you can find the Maggie Dawn Show on YouTube and Facebook knew that I was on vacation the week before. So no, I was not on vacation. And I do want to share why I was out. It's basically a PSA. I had COVID really badly. I came down with it last Sunday and started to spike a fever overnight. I got chills and sweats and muscle aches and still thought maybe on Monday I'd do a show. I didn't yet know it was COVID. I thought, oh, I've got some summer flu. And my question to you out there, hey, has anybody else gotten COVID lately or know someone? 844-967-2789. What was your experience like? Did you call your doc? Because I want to share what my symptoms were like, what happened, and what my doctor advised, just so that y'all know and believe that this is still a very real thing. 844-967-2789. Have you had COVID recently? Because I sure did. By Monday afternoon, I still had a fever near 100. Again, cycling through freezing to sweating. My muscles were so felt sore and exhausted, and my joints hurt, and I had a headache, and my breathing started to get real bad, and I was just basically stuck in bed. And then on Tuesday morning, my roommate, Lizzie, said, you need to take a COVID test. And I hadn't even thought of it because we've been all operating as if it's not a thing anymore. And I took a COVID test and literally the at-home test, as soon as I had put the drops in to the little test strip, it showed up as positive. It was like within a minute. I didn't have to wait 15 minutes. So just a reminder, I would suggest I ended up using 4 at-home tests over the course of my COVID because my mom is in a rehabilitation facility right now. She had fallen and broken her ankle. And so I wanted to be absolutely sure that when I went to finally visit her yesterday for the first time, that I had had 3 COVID negative tests in a row. Have you or anyone you know had COVID recently? 844-967-2789. Let me tell you, it was awful. I'm 46 years old. I'm a former athlete. I eat well. I'm in good physical health. And it kicked my butt. Wes from Middleton texting in, it's going around again. Luckily, doesn't appear to be more virulent than previous strains, but it is subverting folks' immunity. Yeah. Thank you for those welcoming me back via text and Facebook message. I see you. Thank you very much. I could not think really because it was so overwhelmingly exhausting. And I had COVID once before in January of 21. So that's, you know, about 9 months into the COVID epidemic. We had sort of gone through lockdowns. Things were a bit loosening up because of the lawsuits brought in many states by conservatives. But it was before vaccines were available. Now, I've been vaccinated all of the times that you are available to be vaccinated. I've lost count now. And I still got it, and it still kicked my butt. Frankly, even yesterday, I got up, showered, tried to zip myself into it, into feeling good, put on some makeup and some normal people clothes instead of scrubs and t-shirts. And by the end of the day, and basically all I did was go to breakfast with my dad, visit with my mom in her rehab facility, and come home and grill two brats. That's what I did yesterday. And I was done. I have been sleeping approximately like 11 to 12 hours a night. No problem. So I just want to take this opportunity not to talk about myself, but to use myself simply as an example. Please be aware it is going around again. Use good hand hygiene, good face hygiene. What do I mean by that? Don't touch your face. If you haven't washed your hands in a while, don't touch your face. If you need to touch your face, hit the sanitizer before and after, right? If someone's coughing, let's try to remember our good manners from back in the day and cover our mouths and excuse ourselves and be mindful of the space that you're in with folks. I live with a roommate. Lizzie is immunocompromised, and it has affected some other things. She got it, of course, because we live together, and she's got some other immunodeficiency things going on. And while she did not get sick from COVID anywhere I did, it impacted those other areas of her health that she sometimes has struggles with because her body is fighting on all these different fronts. So please, 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 everybody, just a PSA from me to you. I'm so happy to be back. I'm so thankful to everyone at Civic Media for letting me be able to take that time off. And boy, let's take a moment, and for all of us that have jobs where we are not paid only if we show up, boy, are we lucky. This has probably been the greatest number of days in a row that I haven't worked in a row in like a decade because I simply couldn't. The first time I got COVID, I really had to keep working because of the state of crisis that the county was in. This time we're not there. So for 5 days, I haven't worked at all. I didn't do my radio show. I didn't do my day job. And it really got me thinking about, first of all, how thankful I am. So 844-967-2789. If you want to chime in about how do we handle these public health crises? How did you handle it? If you're a worker that has to show up or you don't get paid, how did that work for you when COVID was going around? Or have you gotten sick from COVID subsequently? How have your bosses and businesses responded? That's the rub, right? Because it's so many of the workers in our labor force that we rely on, whether they're folks that work on farms in Wisconsin to help bring fresh crops to our tables, whether it's the folks that clean our workplaces or the restaurants that we want to eat in or the grocery stores, but the grocers, the restaurateurs, the people that rely on hourly wage work, they don't get paid. If they can't show up, they don't enjoy that luxury that I had this week, which didn't seem a luxury to me. It seemed a necessity. I had no option. And certainly had I gone to work on Monday or Tuesday, I would have made people very sick. So I think it merits pause as we think about how our labor policies are evolving. And yes, there is a reinvigorated movement in organized labor. But we shouldn't be relying on organized labor exclusively to help advocate for the rights of people that make our economy and our day-to-day lives work. Caller from He didn't say where he was from, but from his he's in his 50s, vaccinated. He says COVID kicked his butt. He had a fever of 105 and finally is slowly coming back to the world of the living. Caller from Madison, thank you for sharing that. He also said his son in his early 20s, right, Anya?
Correct.
Also had COVID and had a really hard time with it. I want to know if you or someone you love works in a job where you don't get paid unless you show up. How have the bosses, how have the companies, how have the restaurants, how have the cleaning companies, how has waste management, these folks that without which our lives stop. You want to talk about essential workers? I'm not essential. I can do my job remotely. I sit at a desk. Especially all of those folks that still pay income taxes, but that may not, in fact, be on a green card, right? We've got somebody from Madison here, Anya. Madison wants to be identified as a plumber from Madison. You are certainly an essential worker. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. How have you managed through this?
Hey, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining or anything, because obviously, plumbing has provided a pretty comfortable lifestyle, although it's hard work. But our union does not provide, it does not provide vacation days or sick days. And I'm a residential service plumber, so that was pretty essential during the pandemic when folks were having issues. I mean, everybody's staying at home, using their own things, noticing more things, and, wanting to change things because they're dealing with their faucet or their bathroom that they didn't like for years, and now they have to use it all the time. So now they're,
You didn't get paid, caller. Did you get paid if you didn't show up on the job?
Absolutely not. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much for your call. That's the rub. Plumbers, electricians, carpenters. I want to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Do you have a job where you don't show up, you don't get paid up? And how did you manage through COVID? My name's Maggie Dawn. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. It's been a week. Join us, 844-967-2789.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through. Those rainbows in my mind when I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you.
I'm back. Just the two of us. It's Maggie and Anya here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is just the two of us, you and I, Anya.
Nobody,
thanks for
nobody
hanging.
Else is here. It's just us.
Just us. Thanks everybody for hanging in there and for tuning back in. We're back live. So much happening. I wanted to start today's show by sharing with you all that I had just a wicked case of COVID. Even today, after I do this, I'm probably going to be just dead and go home and sleep. Thanks for the shout out, Jeff from Shorewood on the text line. You can call or text us, 844-967-2789. This topic will be open the whole hour. I'm going to move on to some of the news that happened when I'm gone, but this topic will be open for commentary the entire hour, and that is, if you are someone or you know someone who, if they don't show up, they don't get paid up, and how did you manage through COVID? And geez, isn't this a glaring gap in our federal labor laws? In other words, the next time this happens, and trust me, there will be a next time, are we going to have to pass, after the economic pain is already happening to are families or working families that are most at risk. After that economic shock is already happening to people, if they get sick or they can't go to work, are we going to have to wait for another pandemic relief package to come and help support people? Or do we think we should actually go about legislating about some of this, these public health crises, which, you know, let's look around. The four horsemen of the apocalypse seem to be upon us these days. False prophets, check. Thank you, Donald Trump. He uses messianic language now all the time. Pestilence and plagues, yes, check. The world is on fire, yes. Flooding, too. And war, yes. And death, yes. We have checked all of the four horsemen boxes.
And then some. We have like seven yes. horsemen of the apocalypse here.
Yes, we have. Well, technically, there's seven seals, and the four horsemen are the Whoa. Like they occur from the fourth, first, fourth. But I'm not going to go into the Book of Revelations. We're okay. going to keep it a little okay. atheistic, agnostic All right. here on the Brady Bunch show. But it's a technical point. As long as we're there, we've got some texters calling in, and then I'm going to go to the phones. Tom from West Allis: the union trades are work and pay, no sick days or others. Yeah, when you're a tradesperson, just like our caller from Madison was pointing out, you show up, you get paid for the work. You don't get a set salary. So if you cannot go to work, you and your family aren't getting paid. So even some of our labor, our key essential persons that work in labor and on factory floors, you don't get them sick days. We got another unnamed texter. Always share your name with us. A nurse volunteered here at a COVID clinic. We were called heroes for a minute, but our pay never went up. We worked on skeletal staff. Even now, they know that we can do it on skeletal staff, so they expect 150% of us all day, all the time. Yeah, that's a theme, I think, across industries, but it's especially true in a couple of industries that are, it's really scary to me. If we look at corrections, and I'm hoping to get an expert on an article that just hit today, front page of the New York Times about the Waupun Correctional Institution. I'm going to try to get an expert, the journalist that wrote that piece, on the show either this week or next. I'm working on it. But we're going to talk about that. Correction staff, healthcare staff, mental health care staff, they know they can do it with less, so they're pushing people to the gosh darn edge. It is dangerous. Thank you for those on Facebook and text sending good wishes. I am recovering. I appreciate that. Joanne from Madison, you're on the Maggie Dawn show. What do you have to say?
Very, very concerned about the university and what's going to be happening there, because we as faculty members are being forced to teach, even if we are over 65, as yours truly is, and have other ailments going on. And this is very, very scary, because universities are petri dishes. And the reason why all this is going on is that the university has to fill dorms, and it has to seem like a going operation, even though I have never been more productive than I have been remotely, and I have remote classes that have gotten extraordinarily high ratings. This semester, I'm on sabbatical, so I can be working at home on my book. But next semester, I've been told by the university, either be here or you're gone. And being gone means legal attack. So again, I'm scared for what other people, with myself, it's not a big issue, but the adjuncts who have to teach or yeah. starve are going to be hurt very badly and be injured very badly. The university is complete. I'm a poster child. You know, I check every single box, and they won't let me do it. I'm only pursuing this so I can open up an avenue for other people, because I can walk away from the university in a minute, you know, because I'm so old. But the younger people are being forced, and that is wrong in so many different ways. When we have online education, which is the best in the world, and my students prefer online education, but they have to pay more for it. You might not know this, but we have to pay more. Students have to pay more up to $400 more per class if it's an online class, which is absolutely bizarre. And I wasn't making them pay for it, so I was very popular along those lines too. But there's so many things that need to be rethought here. And bless you for being so open. We need to work together as a community because administrators are not taking this seriously. The ailments, you know, they'd rather have us be sick for a few weeks and come back emaciated and all of that and scarred than solve the issue. And the issue involves online education to a great extent. It might involve closing a few dorms as students work from home, but we have those technologies. Thank you so much, and bless you. I'm praying for you. I hope you recover and are the star that you always are to us. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joanne. We got to go to break. I am Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show with Anya. You can join our conversation. I'm going to go to the text line when we come back. 844. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. We've been talking about those folks in our economy and in our systems that are indeed essential. These are educators, folks in medical profession, tradespeople, folks that work in the food supply, your food and bev folks, your restaurant folks. These people do not get paid unless they show up, and our labor laws in this country are absolutely disgraceful when compared to any other Western European country. Disgraceful. I appreciate, again, all the shout-outs. Tom from L.A., I see you. Thank you. The well wishes. We've got texters reminding us of their song requests for my in and outros. Keep those coming. It is female-centric. So if it's got a vag, we'll play it. I'm Madge if it's got a vag.
Or if it doesn't, we love our trans sisters too.
Trans, if you identify as female, yes. We love it. So very, very, very important topic. We've got Jack from Merrimack on the lines. Go ahead, Jack. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Well, I was talking with a guy at an appointment I was keeping today, and he was whining and moaning about the huge number of immigrants who are coming into this country, and they're getting free medical treatment, they're getting free schooling, they're getting free driver's licenses and so on. And the funny thing, he never once mentioned the fact that there are a lot of people in this country who are being put onto what do they call it? Where you're a private contractor by companies, and we just recently heard some headlines about this. Companies that they're actually employees, but they're called private contractors, so the companies can get out of paying things like their Social Security percentage, things like that. We've got millions of people in this country that work two jobs, some of them even three jobs, no medical benefits, no health benefits. And these people, he was griping about the fact that, yeah, they're eligible for Medicaid, perhaps. They are eligible for food stamps so their kids can eat. That's... These kind of people that ignore situations like this are the same kind of people that they don't care that there are folks that have to go into work every day, and they, if they get sick, it's tough bananas. They just don't have any other recourse but to stay away from work, but they don't get paid either.
Yeah, it's a problem. I agree, Jack. And immigration's too big of a topic to cover today, but let's just be very clear here. The United States economy would come to a screeching halt without the labor often at below minimum wage rates, often in extraordinarily abusive circumstances because migrants are afraid to go to the authorities, meaning working well beyond any OSHA standard, unfairly compensated, and yet still taxed. So these people do pay in. They pay in a lot. We've got corporations that pay zero effective tax rates, and we're worried about migrants that keep our economy moving, without whom the entire Wisconsin farming industry, by the way, would also shut down. It's completely disingenuous. This is a complex problem. Fundamentally, what I'm arguing today is that the way that we respond to and address the needs of our most essential workers is abysmal in this country. Sick days shouldn't be optional. They shouldn't be optional. There's a lot of other news going on, so I got to jump in. Going to hit some of the highlights, maybe a little on a lighter note, but also every time I make a crack or a joke about some of this stuff relating to Trump and his cronies and co-conspirators, please never misunderstand that my use of humor to illustrate some of the points should never belie the seriousness of the moment that we're in. And of course, this GOP debate coming up on Wednesday, lock in your civic media coverage. I'm going to be there with Dom and Crute and the whole crew. This GOP debate on Wednesday is going to be a complete, total waste of everyone's time. They're not going to talk about anything that matters. Not a whit. You might get a passing reference to inflation just to bash Biden, by the way his economic policies are working. So there's only three things that'll basically be talked about. Woke nonsense, Hunter Biden, right? Woke nonsense, Hunter Biden, the Biden crime family, lies about Biden policies, and then you'll have like Chris Christie bashing Trump. Four things. Complete abrogation of the duties of the Republican Party. Here, so this was a news bit that came out. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special prosecutor to continue to look into the Hunter Biden crimes. He illegally had a gun. He failed to pay taxes. Those are crimes. So he committed these crimes. There was a plea deal that got rejected. There's some questions about how that was structured. So fine. Special prosecutor. Half the GOP has been demanding a special prosecutor for Hunter Biden for like months, right? They assign one, completely independent, can investigate and convene grand juries in any jurisdiction in the country. And what are the same members of Congress that have been calling for a special prosecutor to? Next day, they're bitching about the fact that there's a special prosecutor. I mean, it's insane. It's insane. That's bananas. I'm talking about your Jim Jordans, your Lindsey Grahams, your Kevin McCarthy's. I don't know. Did we find any sound on that, Anya?
I have videos of them calling for things and then trying to not call for it later. Let me see what I can pull for you here.
I mean, it's wild, right? Like, we want a special prosecutor. No, we don't want a special prosecutor. Like, I don't know what they're talking about.
I have Jim Jordan here.
Jim's shirt sleeves, man, never wears a jacket in Congress,
exactly,
especially when he's chairing.
That's exactly what he
especially
looks like
when he's chairing a committee. Yeah, you just.
Special counsel and the Hunter Biden investigation.
That was the biggest takeaway, right? The biggest takeaway is the U.S. Attorney Weiss asked for a special counsel status, mm-hmm. and Garland's Justice Department says no. That, like, if a special counsel is not warranted here, when is it? I mean, you're talking about the president's business dealings potentially, and of course, Hunter Biden, his son being. All I got to read last night was the opening statement from Mr. The whistleblower Sharpley.
Yeah, so that's Jim Jordan on board. Yes, we got to have a special prosecutor. If not for this, then for what? And do you have Jim Jordan now complaining about the special prosecutor?
I will in just a 1 second. Vamp for you, will
ya? I love it. She's finding it. I mean, it's astounding. Talk about just blathering out of both sides of your mouth. It doesn't even hold water. And yes, fine. I have no problem with the special prosecutor. Go for it. Prosecute him, to prosecute Hunter Biden to the full extent of the law, wherever that investigation leads. That's the point. My other favorite little bit, you got Jim Jordan yet? Yanya's still looking for it. I'm going to keep going.
Things are loading, trying to stop us from spreading the truth.
Yes, yes. Technology is fun. If you are on the horn, stay there, 844-967-2789. We'll get to you. What's your favorite bit of news from the week that I was under the weather with the vid? My other favorite one was Trump went on Newsmax right before the Georgia indictment dropped. And he did what Trump does, just like stream of consciousness, more blathering, right? But for the first time, Trump used qualifiers like, I think, and it's my opinion that. And so, yes, he continued to spread election lies, but this time he said, my lawyers told me that, I think that, it's my view that. This is not typical Donald Trump speak. You know what I'm saying, folks? This is not what you hear from him. So I thought that was just rich because, again, now all of a sudden it's a matter of opinion, Donald, that like the election was stolen. Can you give us some of that sound on you? I know you got that all ready to go. Let's hear a little bit of Trump on Newsmax.
All right, here we go. So this is cut from, yes, from the Newsmax stuff.
Merrick Garland to get Jack Smith to do these investigations of you.
Deranged. Crank it up.
No, yep. Supreme Court, I believe he's 0-5. In other words, he takes it to the end. He was involved with the IRS scandal, the big Lois Lerner IRS. That was him. That was his baby, where the government had to end up paying money, damages, and apologies all over the place, where they went after Christians and they went after incredible people. Jack Smith, he's like a deranged individual. And I think we're doing very well with that guy. But he is he's a sick puppy. And, you know, you look at the boxes. I come under the Presidential Records Act. I'm allowed to do everything that you see. Biden didn't. Biden's got 1,850 boxes. He's got boxes in Chinatown. Now,
a fair shake?
No, of course not. Look, I don't think the people of Georgia, where I did very well, and I won it the first time, and I won it, I think, by much more the second time. I can say that about the whole election, too. I don't think they'd stand for it. This woman is not a capable woman. She's a woman that has, and maybe she'll change her mind. And I don't know what she's doing. I really don't know. All I know is she could have done it 2.5 years ago. If she was going to do something. And this is about a perfect phone call, a call where I'm questioning the election.
11.
I'm telling them that, in my opinion, the election was rigged. And they're saying that I did something incorrect. I didn't do anything wrong. I believe I won that election by many, many votes.
Oh, that is rich, isn't it, folks? I believe, it is my opinion, I think. And then the best thing ever, that Newsmax, this supplicating PR arm of the Trump world, they actually have to run effectively a disclaimer after the Trump interview. You've got this on you, right? The Newsmax disclaimer. So after this long interview where he repeats all of these false assertions, again, this time with qualifiers, Newsmax, you know, because of that other lawsuit, you know, Dominion Voting Systems, Fox, very expensive, big settlement, right? Newsmax has to then say this. Now, remember, Newsmax, this isn't a news organization. This is the PR arm of MAGA World, okay? Newsmax, after that blathering pile of nonsense from Trump, says this.
Great success. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. All right, folks, now just a note, Newsmax has accepted the election results as legal and final. Well,
Yep. Oops. You're right. That's a little cringy. And it, like, this is happening in some odd little corners of the blogosphere, isn't it? You've got Jesse Waters on Fox. His mom calls in. So Jesse Waters is the guy that replaced Tucker, right? And this came out, I think, just a couple days before I got sick. But Jesse Waters' mom literally called into his show and was expressing her abject dismay over what her son is putting out over the TV airwaves. Anya, do you have this? Because this is just rich.
A Democrat, my mom. Mom?
Hello,
how have you...
Jesse.
Hello there, Mom. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
I have enjoyed the show. I want to say congratulations, Honey Bun. We are so proud of you and your accomplishments, and you've worked so hard. Now let's aim to have you keep your job. And to that end, I do have some suggestions.
Okay.
Do not tumble into any conspiracy rabbit holes. We do not.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind of like the flunk and take to dinner.
Take to dinner.
Well, she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner.
She's a winner.
She's a lady.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are going to go to the phones. I want to read out a couple of the text messages. Someone from Appleton writing in, as a school bus driver, if I miss a route because I get sick, not only do I lose that route pay, but I also lose my bonus for that quarter, potentially $600. As a bus driver, that ain't small change. That's exactly what we're talking about, right? Eric from Lodi texting in that the Wisconsin agricultural industry has some of the worst labor laws, basically huge exceptions to labor laws in the United States. He actually gave an example. I love it. If you are a wonk and you can cite the Wisconsin Administrative Code, you can do it on this show. Eric from Lodi citing Wisconsin Admin Call Code, the Department of Workforce Development, Section 274.04 sub 9. Ag employees are excluded from overtime laws. We've got some texters on Social Security as well, reminding me to check out. Let me see here. I'm going to have to ask Anya to read it up. I can't quite scroll up to get that. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
The part that says,
Jeff.
Oh, yep.
Yep, Jeff, thank you very much for texting and do some research on the OASDI, the name of the Social Security Act. That's the formal acronym. Have a show on it. It's Old Age and Survivors Insurance. It was implemented to insure the old and infirm. It's an insurance program. It's paying the benefits from current payments. Should be means testing. It's not a freaking retirement savings plan. So this is somebody effectively saying that the benefits that we've promised to all workers, we shouldn't pay out, that it should be means tested. We could do an entire show on Social Security. There has been this constant refrain that Social Security is going to go bankrupt. That's economically garbage. It is one of the only programs where it was set up ostensibly so that, like, the money that you pay in on your Social Security tax is supposed to cover the future payments, but that's the only... It's one of the only programs in the U.S. government that we do that. Why can't we use current tax dollars to pay current benefits? That's how we pay for a whole ream of other stuff. But yeah, let's have a meaningful conversation about Social Security benefits. Frankly, trying to figure out how to implement the means test is kind of the trick there, right? Are you talking about total net worth? How do you measure it? How do you force people to report it? Are you using your income tax returns? Now we're into a tax cheat problem, et cetera, et cetera. Let's go to the phones. Eric from Lodi again. Wisconsin agricultural also does not have to comply with one day rest in seven. Yeah. No overtime and no required rest days. Annie from Watertown, you are on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you, my friend?
I was going to talk about being angry with this COVID thing, but now means
go for
testing,
it.
No, I looked at that and found out means testing is like a very dangerous thing to tread. Just leave it alone. But I guess I'll just be quick and say about the mother calling that Waters guy. I mean, he is so stupid. She is just so happy that he is working anywhere. She's probably concerned.
I would imagine so. Jesse Waters, it's interesting, has one of the thinnest resumes of any talking head on primetime. If you haven't checked this out, go check it out. I'm more qualified to do a primetime nationwide TV show than Mr. Waters is by like leaps and bounds. I've actually, you know, done real work and know things. So there's that. Anya's got a tiny bit more audio from that Waters phone call. Just the end of his mom. If you've got it, go ahead. I'm testing Anya today, poor thing.
No, the internet is testing me. Here we go.
Mom, I love you.
Wait.
I knew this was a bad idea.
I want you to seek solutions versus fanning the flames. You could encourage that Bedminster friend of yours to return to his earlier career on television. Everyone in his audience could wear a red hat, and I'm sure the ratings would soar, although never as high, my darling, as yours on Jesse Waters Primetime. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Mom. I love you very much.
And, I love you. I'm thinking that a small dinner between 5 and 8 would be the way to go.
We gotta go, Mom. This is just like how things are at home.
All right.
So let's just recap. Jesse Waters' mom checked his butt on national television about not going down the rabbit hole, not engaging and promoting conspiracy theories, to encourage Trump to go back to being on television, to return bodily autonomy to trans folks and women, that he needs to actually help in gender productive discussion in this country. Gee, Jesse. Maybe you should take a hint from Mom.
And drop the Biden laptop stuff. She said that before we went to break.
Yes.
That was a huge one.
We're sick of the laptop is old. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene with pictures of Hunter Biden getting a blowjob on the floor of Congress. Like this is helpful to the national discourse. The guy's a drug addict and a screw up. And he traded on his father's name to get employment. That ain't new. Elected officials have had screw-up children from time in memoriam. Mark from the SAC, this is the Maggie Dawn Show. You are on. Keep it short, my friend.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm going through, I haven't had COVID, but seeing I've hit the rest of the country when I was doing chemo there, it was really an eye-opener. And it doesn't stop with these guys. I mean, these guys don't want to take COVID seriously again now. I mean, that's what worries me now is we have politicians now that in some places they want to make it almost illegal to get vaccinated or discourage vaccinations, I think, is what I saw down in Florida down there now is what's pretty common up. And it just is, what's going to happen when this happens? When it's just, I've got other thoughts and some other stuff that popped into my head through this whole thing. But, I mean, it just is horrific what could happen. I mean, that some of these events, it could be super spreader events that I could take out a lot of people. I mean, and they just don't seem to recognize that.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mark. That is the problem. We have to raise and demand that politicians put policy ahead of personality. Okay? No more performative politics. I'm Maggie Dawn. We are back in it this week. Republican debate here in Milwaukee on Wednesday. I'll be there. Tune in. Do not be A-square. This has been the Maggie Dawn Show, coming back strong here on the Civic Media Radio Network.